Hello and welcome back to the Neil Damall Show. I'd like to welcome you again to this week's podcast. And in this week's show, I share my personal experiences, how I transform my relationship with food. I share my struggles of how to maintain a healthy weight and my journey towards more mindfulness, food, and my personal well-being. In the episode, I discuss the weight loss and gain cycle and emphasize how a certain approach that I focused on really transformed the way I approach food. And this approach came from Carl Cease and the book How I Screwed This Up, which looks at evaluating your daily habits and focuses more on things bringing you joy and happiness in your day, hence in your transformation with your relationship with food. And I also discuss combating loneliness, my experience within the dating world, and how meeting my new partner has also helped me to improve my self-love and relationship with myself. So let's get into today's episode. Don't forget to check it out. And today's episode also has been sponsored by the Cycle Lean Blueprint. This is being launched this weekend, where you can get access to the priority list. Link will be in the show notes to this podcast. But essentially, it's an all-in-one access to the Cycle Lean project, but in a blueprint format. So you get a one-off investment, lifetime access to a Training Peaks plan, nutrition guide, nutrition workshop, and follow-along videos, access to weight workouts, everything you need to kickstart your new year nice and strong. If you want to get access to that, make sure you click the link in the show notes, because there'll be a special discounted bonus for people on the priority list alongside some exclusive bonuses. So go and check that out if you're interested, and let's get into today's show. Welcome to another episode of the Neil Damrell Show with your host, myself, Neil Damrell, founder of Damrell Coaching, bringing you simple and honest advice on all things cycling related, helping you to cycle faster and recover quicker. Plus, sharing my personal experiences on all things health, wealth, and mindset. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Stay fed up that no matter how religiously you count your calories, your weight going up and down like a yo-yo and a never-ending cycle of losing weight and gaining weight and never being able to maintain the weight long term. So what if I told you that losing weight and maintaining your weight long term has nothing to do with calories? I'm going to tell you what that one thing is, how anyone can transform their relationship with food by finding it, and give you ways to discover it for yourself, forever changing your relationship with food like I did. But first, let me show you what happened when I didn't have this thing and the change it made when I did. When I first started my fitness journey, I was very naive and I bought into all the new health and fitness trends that are around every week and every month when I bought my regular copy of Men's Health magazine. And while I was working out consistently, I was drinking my protein shakes and I was trying to eat healthily, I was still binge drink at the weekends, followed by a few days of comfort eating to get over my hangover. And this cycle continued for the best part of my 20s and 30s, to the point when even when I was not drinking at weekends, I was still binge eat with a tub of ice cream while staying in and watching a movie. And this was low calorie ice cream, just to let you know. But somehow I was telling myself that binge eating on a full tub of low calorie ice cream, even though I knew wasn't healthy, or somehow justifying it because it was low calorie ice cream. And at the time I knew these habits weren't healthy for me, but for some reason I was blocking them out and not addressing the real problem that I was have going on in my life. It was my way of providing myself with some comfort to the fact that deep down I was lonely and not that happy. And while this was a tough pill to swallow, I knew that if I didn't get a grip on my emotions, then as I got into my 40s, all I could see ahead of me was me being sad and lonely. So once I faced up to the fact, I had to find ways how I could feel happier with myself and not so lonely. And this was tough at first. I didn't know where to look, didn't know who to search out for advice, and whether their advice would be something that would benefit me in the long run either. In the past, I've been a serial self-help book buyer as well, but I didn't want to buy another book that was going to clog up my already full bookshelf. But then I stumbled across a podcast interview from Lewis House's podcast, where he was interviewing a gentleman called Carl Cease. He was talking about his latest book, How I Screw This Up. And after listening to this podcast, things changed. During the podcast, Carl was talking about his career as a comedian, 25 years in the industry, but always felt during that period that he was always searching for something to make him happy. And that search never materialized. When I have this, I'll be happy. When I have this, I'll be happy, and so forth. So he was always searching for an ultimate fulfillment, which never arose. And this really resonated with me at the time. And this is what I was feeling like in myself. Once I had a certain amount of money, when I had a certain career status, when I had a certain person in my life, magically, I would be happy. But as before, I was searching for something outside of me, and food was a way of comforting that feeling and numbing that feeling, so I didn't have to look myself in the mirror and admit that to myself. So while I didn't want another self-help book clogging up my bookshelf, I decided to invest in the book and have a good read. And to this day, I still reference this book in terms of changing my perspective when it comes to me being happier. So in the book, Carl talks about an exercise where you list everything in your life from 1 to 5. And these can be simple things as just washing the dishes, going for a walk, eating certain foods, drinking certain drinks, doing certain exercises, people you hang around with. Every aspect that you do in your life on a day-to-day basis, you have to number them from 1 to 5. If you number them 1, they're generally going to be things that don't really fulfill you that much. They don't really bring you much joy. They might bring you joy in the moment, but generally 2 or 3 days after that, you might feel quite lousy, down, depressed. Things like drinking, for example, that are quite temporary, or anything that's drug stimulated, could be a moment of joy, but generally you're feeling quite lousy. Up to the scale of 5, where that activity or thing you do just makes you feel alive, and it makes you feel so amazing that you just want to do that over and over and over again. And if money was no object, for example, you would just do that every day without any worry about any other commitments or choices you had to do on a day-to-day basis. So after reading this, I got to work and started numbering everything in my life from 1 to 5. And what I soon realized was that most of the things from 3 and downwards were the things that I didn't really enjoy and were things that I didn't want to do very much anymore. And these were things like drinking alcohol, eating bad foods, hanging around with certain people that I didn't want to hang around with as much, or maybe aspects of my job or career that I wasn't very fulfilled with. To the point where things that I was numbering around the level were eating healthy, sleeping regularly and feeling energized every day, exercising regularly, cycling all the time, being outdoors, doing a job that fulfilled me and that was supporting others to fulfill their lives as well and have a purpose. And once I started realizing all these things, I realized that there was a lot of conflict in my life and things that didn't really marry up very well, to the point where alcohol never really allowed me to get out and exercise regularly, because if I was drinking, I would generally feel tired and hungover the next day, not really energized to go out and start exercising or go for a bike ride. So that moment, I decided that drinking was not going to be something that would fulfill me in my life anymore. And this has been a constant issue that I've struggled with for about 20 years in my life. And I discussed this in a video previously of why I've given up alcohol. And the other things that I did bring me joy, I wanted to do more of them. And now if you're someone watching this and thinking, I can't give up this and I can't do loads of these other activities, this exercise really helped me reinforce the fact that if it's a 1 or 2, I might still do it in the future, but I choose to do it less and eventually to the point where I don't do it at all. And that was what's happened with me when it comes to drinking alcohol. I was doing it less and less and less because it never really fulfilled me, to the point where I don't drink at all. And that's been 3 to 4 years now, where the other activities, exercise, sleeping regularly, eating well, I was wanting to do more of it and I kept doing more of it. The more I focused on eating healthy, the more I wanted to do. The more exercise I did, the better I felt, so the more I wanted to do. So both really have an impact in terms of doing more of the things that you want to do in your life that bring you joy and happiness compared to the other things that drain you any joy and happiness. And the realization from this exercise is that I needed to focus on everything in my life that brought me joy and happiness. Rather than searching for joy and happiness, I had to do the things that just made me feel happy every day. Because if I was always searching for a career or a certain amount of money or a certain person in my life, I would always be searching for something to bring happiness to my life where I just wanted to be happier by what I was doing on a day-to-day basis. And that was the biggest lesson for me. I just need to focus on everything that I do to bring me joy. And if it doesn't bring me joy, I do not do it. So that was the biggest transition. Everything I do now is to bring me joy and happiness. And if it doesn't, I will either not do it very often or not at all. So knowing this has helped me become happier and more joyful on a day-to-day basis. But at the same time, it didn't always fix the fact that I still felt a little bit lonely. And at this point, I've been single for about 5 years, having broken up my previous girlfriend of 7 years. And during that time, while I had one casual relationship and went on a few dates, I was generally single for 5 years. And this was a really valuable time for me to really work on myself, to work on those principles I just talked about. But I still wanted someone in my life to share my life with going forward and share my ambitions and goals and experience in life with someone that I really cared for. So I decided to get back out in the dating game, started going out on dates again, started joining all the dating apps to try and get as many matches as I could. I was really excited in 2021 when I got my first date in quite a few months. Really excited, like a kid at Christmas, decided to get all dressed up and go for a walk in the park. However, having been really excited from the person's profile, the person didn't really look like the person I expected on the profile. So I was a little bit disappointed and a little bit gutted after getting excited after not being on a date for a while. In the end, that really gave me a good lesson that I just needed to go on as many dates as possible and as many bad dates as possible. And that was a real change in perspective. Rather than getting myself hyped up every time I was going to go on a date and expecting that person to be the next love of my life, I went with the expectation that this person is going to be terrible and this person is going to be a really bad date. In that sense, if it wasn't, I would have quite a pleasant experience. And even if that person I didn't find that attractive, or I didn't see really a relationship come in, or I wanted to go on more dates with that person, because I had a perspective that it was going to be really bad and it turned out just to be okay, I really enjoyed a lot of those dates because I really had an open mind about just getting to know someone, having a good bit of company for a couple of hours, getting to meet someone new, someone in a different industry, different experiences in life that you could share. Even if they weren't someone that you were going to have a relationship with in the future, they were just someone that you could have a really good experience with and time with. And during this time, I actually invested in a dating coach as well. I decided that I needed to take things seriously in terms of really understanding how I could improve my confidence and also just understanding about my values in terms of what I wanted in a relationship, just so that when I met someone, I was very clear on them and I knew where I wanted to go and whether that would match up with their values in order to become a relationship. And this was a really good, valuable exercise because it allowed me to address a lot of insecurities that I had from a previous relationship that I still wasn't addressing and still not really talking about. And by doing so, this allowed me to be more open when I was talking to people. I wasn't drinking when I was going on dates, so I was really present. And that also gave me more confidence because before I always had to be drunk or maybe have some alcohol to settle the nerves. But this wasn't the case this time. This was me just being completely myself and being more comfortable with that and being happy with that as well. This led me to meet my partner now of nearly 3 years, and she is my world now. She's amazing. And because I met her in a situation where I had spent 5 years working on myself, I spent time learning what I wanted in my life that brought me joy and happiness, what values I wanted from a person in a relationship to marry up those values that I had. It just felt really easy as soon as I met my girlfriend because I was just really open and honest from the word go. She has also spent a lot of time working on herself as well. And just that combination of both parties being very comfortable and happy within themselves individually allowed us to come together to support each other, to make each other's lives better, not relying on each other to make someone's life better because they're in it. So instead of me relying on her to bring me happiness, I can rely on myself to bring my own happiness, and she can rely on herself to bring happiness to her life. But us together, we can make each other happier because we're already happy within ourselves. And this was the biggest change that I've seen in terms of me managing my health in the long run and me not binge eating anymore or using food as comfort, because I am just happier with myself and I am happier with my partner because I'm open and honest. I address things that I'm uncomfortable about. We talk about things that are uncomfortable to talk about. We help each other overcome struggles. And because of that, I'm not relying on food as comfort to suppress my emotions, to provide me with some momentarily joy at the time, and then numb my emotions and then go on about my day. So my biggest realization when it comes to understanding my relationship with food and managing my health in the long run is that the happier you are in yourself, the more you take care of yourself, the more you love yourself, the more you're honest with yourself, the less you need external factors like food, alcohol, drugs, pornography, things like that to bring you moments of joy because you feel more content and happier in yourself. My relationship has just changed massively. I don't have to worry about counting calories. I exercise regularly. I eat to the point where I'm satisfied and not full or bloated, about 80% full. Drink plenty of water. I don't drink alcohol anymore. Every action I choose to do on a daily basis is down to the point of, does this bring me joy and happiness? And just in the moment, but in the future. Because if it brings me joy now, but pain later, that's not a good equation. It needs to bring me joy now and happiness later. So to wrap things up, the biggest change you can make when it comes to managing your weight in the long run is just focusing on the things that bring you joy and happiness. And this might take a bit of time. You might need a bit of time to work on this and understand certain things and change a few habits. And counting calories and being on certain diets will help in the short term. But in the long term, if you're just cutting out food just to lose weight for a certain period of time, but you really enjoy those foods and you gravitate to them when things are stressful and hard, and the weight goes back up again because you start binge eating on the foods that bring you momentary joy, you can be counting calories and doing all the diets in the world till the cows come home for the rest of your life. But you just follow that same cycle because you're always going to reach back to what's going to bring you joy and comfort if you don't focus on the deep-rooted issues that you might be experiencing of why other things in your life aren't fulfilling you enough. And you are reaching for food to bring you fulfillment. Because I feel very content and fulfilled in all aspects of my life, I don't need to reach for food anymore to fulfill that void. So spend a bit of time writing down everything that you do in your life, number it from 1 to 5, and focus on the things that bring you joy and do less of the things that don't bring you joy. And if you want to know more about that book, I'll post the link in the comments below and also the link to the podcast I listen to that helped change everything for me.